Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage to support salespeople. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you? What do you do?
My why is to bring out what's awesome inside every person so it can live in the world and make a real difference. And how I end up doing that is through keynote speaking, large and small group training, one-on-one executive coaching, and books, all based on the human evolutionary biology and neurobiology of communication.
Awesome. But what is your name?
John Bates. And my
very important. We got to get the name in there.
There you go.
Question number two, John, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
For me, the best thing about working with businesses, there's two things. One is that mostly people are vetted. Like, people don't have successful businesses who are totally, completely crazy, usually. Sometimes, but not always. And the difference that business can make in the world. Like, I love nonprofits, but what I like even more is businesses that are out to create positive change in the world that have a market mandate to do it. You know, they can sell that and be sustainable. So I love the difference that business can make.
Perfect. John, question number three, what do you find most challenging about getting in front of decision makers?
The most challenging thing for me, and this is something I've been thinking about a lot lately, just keeping in touch in the right ways with my previous and current clients so they think of me to make a referral, because working with the kind of people I work with at the levels at the large companies like Johnson & Johnson and NASA and places like that, the top leaders, I can't just send them a flyer and have them hire me. It's all referrals. So how do I keep people thinking of me in a way that they're happy to be thinking of me and will make that referral? That's been my challenge. And I'm taking that on.
Awesome. Love that there. Question number four, what other top professionals in the B2B space like yourself that you think be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
Well, you maybe have already talked to them, but I think one person you should definitely get on here is Mike Michalowicz. He would probably break all the rules, but in a great way. He wrote probably the thing people know the best is Profit First. Fabulous author, wonderful, wonderful guy. Darren Verasimi at 34 Strong would be a great guy to talk to. I should have thought about this question longer before I got on here, because now that I'm under pressure.
You're under pressure a little bit, no problem. So what I'm going to do after this is for the next 7 days, I'm going to ping you every single day until you give me 20 names.
You know what? I mean, that's okay.
John, I'm just having fun with you there. Let's get to question number five. And this is where you're going to give everyone some of your insight on how basically working with businesses.
So yeah, I looked at this question, I thought about it obviously before I got on here. And I think the biggest thing that I have to say is something that I have known and been saying for a long time, but just got radically more clear for me, even more clear, is that as a business owner, as anyone who's trying to influence anyone else, but as particularly as a business owner, if you can find and identify and then tell very well the origin story of where you come from and why you started this business and why you care about it, why you're emotionally connected to what you do. If you find that story and you tell it very well and check all the right boxes, that story will be like a red carpet that will roll out in front of you everywhere and anywhere you go, and people will just want to work with you. And it will take you from being just another business that provides XYZ to being, oh, that woman, I know why she loves this. All of a sudden, everybody else are companies that provide XYZ, but you become a person with a connection to what you're doing and they want to work with you more. And I call it finding your superhero origin story. So, some of the keys to that, I'll give you a link in the notes to a short video I did about that. But some of the keys beyond what's in that video are Can you tell us about a time when you were really down? Can you share what Les Brown calls your messes and what you learned out of that and how that led to the success that you're now having with this business? Mm-hmm. And can you tell us, out of all those times when you could have done this or you could have done that, every time you chose this, the thing that led to here, if you tell us one of those moments where you had a difficult decision to make and it really tore you up, but you decided this instead of that, well, gosh, now we have an insight into you and how you think and how you process that connects us to you, connects us to your business. And that just, it creates what I call, it's the title of my next book, emotional credibility, which is vastly more important even than credibility.
Emotional credibility is very important. I love it there. So quick question for you, real quick. Give someone some tips right now on how they can build your origin story. Give me like 30 seconds of that.
Look for one of those crucial places where before you started doing what you were doing, you had a choice and you thought about it. Maybe you agonized about it, but you chose this. You chose to do this business. Instead of taking the job at that other place, you went out on a limb and started this. Why did you do that? Tell me about that. Tell me what the real thoughts were. And don't sugarcoat the downside, because then that puts a cap on the upside. But if you tell us how down and scared and horrible it was and that and you were terrified, but you did it anyway, and now you're successful. Wow.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Love it. Love it there. Let's get to question number six. We're getting close on time there. Most important question. Tell me about your first time, John.
My first time. You know, I am a gentleman, but I will kiss and tell. My first time was really with Melinda Richter. And she's probably going to just laugh out loud when she hears that. But here's the story. I was just beginning this business of doing executive coaching and leadership training. And I was doing a lot of work for TEDx events. And my very first TEDx event, I was training the speakers. They said, Melinda, you have to talk to John. Now, Melinda was a very successful businesswoman already, had a company called Prescience, now has been sold to Johnson & Johnson. She runs their innovation labs all over the world, J Labs. And so she was a really big deal. And she was one of the first coaching clients I had. And she came in thinking she didn't need to talk to me. You know, she's like, okay, waste of time. I'm going to waste an hour with this guy. At the end of it, she looked me in the eye and she said, John, you are way more than just a speaker coach. You are an executive whisperer. I am keeping you close to me for the rest of my life. I'm introducing you to everybody I know that matters to me, and we are going to be friends for life. Now, that's a great compliment to me, but the even bigger thing I take away from that is she believed in me before I fully believed in me.
Awesome.
As a leader, that's one of the best gifts you can give anyone. She gave me a gift that still is paying back. And she's done all those things that she said she would do. But that belief in me early on got me through things that would have taken me out otherwise.
Perfect. Perfect there. John, we only have 56 seconds left. I want to make sure you have promo time. Go for it.
Well, you know, the number one thing that everybody does is communicate, no matter where you are, no matter what language, no matter what industry. And you could either think, oh, I'm already good at this, in which case you probably won't get better fast. Or you could say, wow, what if I were wildly better at this? Which one's going to be more effective?
Right. Learning more. Completely agree there. So you pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. So we have a bit.ly link in description where people are going to send you your video. Give me 10 seconds about that.
Go there. Think about what I say in there. Think about your emotional connection. Why are you Spider-Man? Why didn't you just go join the circus? Why is Spider-Man spending all this time fighting crime instead of making money at the circus? When you can tell us that emotional connection to your business, we will want to work with you. We'll become your greatest clients.
Love it there. John, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.